letter, the email. I didn't print it. I thought it was
email.
What?
And I spoke with one of the members this morning.
Well, Sheila, why don't you go ahead and...
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Okay. I move to appoint Mike Merrill and Glenda Hunt to fulfill the term of 1-1-2022 to December 31st, 2025.
So it's a...
Four-year?
Four-year.
Is that right?
No, it'll be the end of 24.
Is it 24? That's what I was trying to think. 22, 23, 24. Is it?
It's through the end of 24. So it'll be 12/31 of 24.
Yeah. You're right. Through the... A motion to appoint Mike Merrill and Glenda Hunt to fulfill the term January 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2024.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we can do bid recommendations for independent auditing services number 202111-493.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
In reference to a bid for the independent auditing services, it was the date for that bid was for Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. This bid resulted in one vendor response, which was opened in the commission hearing room in public with the with Nikki, the legal, me, David Clark, county auditor, and Jana Johnson, the deputy auditor clerk. A decision was made to allow time for a review. After reviewing the previous year, it revealed an increase of $4,000 in 2020 due to price increases throughout the economy. Agenda was made and approved to deliver a formal recommendation for award to the Taney County Commission today. After a complete and thorough review of the one and only response received by KPM, I, David Clark, the county auditor, recommends awarding KPM as the best option for Taney.
You guys have any questions?
I see we have the prices up there increasing each year, but are we just voting on this for the 1 year, or is it a four-year renewal?
Four-year renewal.
Okay.
Or is it a four-year renewal, or is it a 1 year with a 1 year additional renewals?
1 year with additional.
Okay.
1 year
after. So then that'll be in the agreement or contract that we actually have after.
Correct.
Move to award bid number 202111-493 for auditing to KPM CPAs PC of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you. Notice of renewal recycling services number 21-146, Roden Bridge.
Do you guys have any questions on this?
No.
I don't.
Do you want to say anything, Devin?
I'm good with them.
Scott?
Yeah, we're good.
Move to approve the notice of renewal bind between Greenway Recycling Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Order for ACH of Central Bank Health Savings Account.
I was just texting you, Wesley. I didn't send it. I know there's a lag on our.
The order for the ACH is just so I can do the manual check as the payments are taken out of the checking account. The first one reflects the Aflac Flex Plan. They take those out after each payroll automatically, ACH out of the account. This just gives me a blanket to do it each time that that happens.
This is for the HSA?
The first one is the Flex, and then the other one is for the HSA, yes.
Mike had called.
What?
You had called for the health savings plan, hadn't you?
I have.
Yeah, according to our agenda, the HSA.
HSA, yeah. Okay.
So move to approve the order for ACH of Central Bank Health Savings Account for 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Order for ACH of Mastro Health Aflac Plan.
Move to approve the order for ACH of Maestro Health Aflac Flex Plan for year of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders.
I never thought I'd be excited to see court orders.
It's been a long morning already, hasn't it? First set of court orders I have is a double assessed. Hopefully that's the first set that you have on your book.
Wesley, it tells it was combined with that parcel number. And I did this a few days ago. I think I looked that parcel number up. And I don't believe there was a number for one of those for 2021. Are they sure? Was it done last year and somehow it didn't get, they went ahead and charged it under the one that ends in 9?
I do not know if that's how it was charged or anything last year. What I've put on the quarter itself in red is all the information I've received.
I just remember looking up those two numbers, and the one that it said it was combined with, I didn't see a bill for that for 21. So I wasn't sure about it.
It's abatement number 212187, and like Sheila was saying, this split was combined with another parcel, and that's all the information I have for you. There was no attachments in the folder.
On the phone. Can you look that up on your phone to see if there's a...
No. Hold on, Dan.
They're wanting to abate 49294210, saying it's combined with...
What am I looking on, Beacon, or looking on...
Be the collector's
site. Website.
Maybe it's just a typo then, because the abatement is on 49294210, and it says the split was combined with 49, the same one, it's given the same number again. No, okay, 4929419. Okay, they're saying that this number that ended 9 was combined with 49294210.
Right.
So then, would you not read it that it was combined with that number should have a tax bill for 2021? jogs my memory on. Wesley, do you have anything showing whose name that bill should have been in?
No, I do not.
Woodlands, 2LP.
Okay. And that's which numbers that end in 9 or in 1?
This one ends in 1.
Ends in 1.
Okay. And they do have, there's a pretty large jump from 2020 to 2021.
Okay. Sounds good.
6106 to 647.50.
Sounds good. I move to approve the abatement number 212187, dated December the
20th, 2021. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next abatement I have is a real estate paid abatement, so this is a refund abatement. Abatement number is 212209. The property was deeded to the Conservation Commission of the State of Missouri on 10/11/21.
Move to approve abatement number 212209 for December the 20th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next abatement I have is under occupancy. Its abatement number is 212208. And it says the property was deeded to the city of Hollister 11/10/21.
Move to approve abatement number 212208.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Reminder that would show the city of Hollister. I'm sure that's probably right, but I don't see any documentation on it.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be in recess. We'll recess upstairs for executive session and legal and personnel and then daily staff review. We'll be in recess. I have 11:44 a.m.